This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I don't know if we have, do we have Dean?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. We didn't have Dean at the beginning of the hour. Now we got Dean. That's the beauty of the dram of live radio. Joining us again from wherever he's at this particular moment is writer and instructor Dean Weingarten. How you doing, sir?
I am doing well, and it's always a pleasure to be on your show, and I'm still in Dallas.
Good. Good deal. Dallas is good. I like Dallas. Much better than Madison. Gotta be.
Yeah.
Anyway, now you did write an article about the Democrats threatening the Supreme Court.
It's insane. I mean, they were only slightly less than a direct threat. And it's pretty close to saying, nice little court you got there. Be a shame if anything were to happen to it. I mean, this was in a brief that they sent on the New York Rifle and Pistol Association case versus New York City that the Supreme Court has decided to hear. And New York City is so afraid of this case that they at least temporarily changed their regulation, saying, well, that makes the case moot. There's no reason to for the court case to go forward because we've changed the regulation. Of course, they can change it back just as readily.
Now, but with the change in the regulation, what did they allow for?
Well, they basically allowed people to carry unloaded firearms in a locked case to gun ranges outside of the city of New York and to other residences that they might have. That's how I read the change in regulation, but I don't have it right in front of me. And the idea is that that makes the case moot, but it really doesn't. Because clearly they made the change in response to the court case, and they did it specifically to avoid the court case. Well, the court has a tradition of not mooting cases where one of the plaintiffs deliberately did it to avoid being shown before the Supreme Court. So I suspect that they will go forward with this case, but these several senators, let's see, I think there were five of them, and they're all from pretty safe districts, sent this brief to the court, and they said, look, you can't act political. You're acting political in this case. And there's a lot of people that have been pushing in this case for political reasons, and we can't have that because it goes against what we want. So if you keep up with this case, you know, we might have to restructure the court. That's the threat.
So,
and then, out of all this, they make the further claim that we're trying to uphold the sanctity of each branch of government being independent of the other. When they, as members of the Senate, are threatening the court, a member of the prime member of the judicial branch. So it's the legislative branch threatening the judicial branch and claiming it's in the name of remaining independent. It's just a hoot. Go ahead.
No, I was just, why are they calling it a political thing?
Because everything,
everything that they've ever decided has been a result of a law that was passed, and then somebody came out and said, well, that's unconstitutional, or some finding of some lower court that went against a Supreme Court thing that, like, I'm waiting for something that comes up about.
Well, exactly. And what got me, or what struck me as being incredibly ironic, is it's progressives that have politicized the court more than anybody else ever has. And I would say you could go back. There's been political decisions at the court ever since the beginning. Like you said, they're at the basis, they are political because they make a distinction about what is constitutional and what is not. But the very first federal firearms case involving a federal law was the Miller case involving the National Firearms Act of 1934. And it was incredibly political. It was political from the very get-go. The person who brought the case and pushed it to the Supreme Court, virtually by himself, well, with help from the FDR's administration, Franklin Delano Roosevelt's administration, he was appointed by FDR. He was to the court just a few years earlier, and he was one of the most anti-Second Amendment members of the legislature when he was a congressman from Arkansas.
Right.
So then he becomes a judge, FDR administration is getting heat for their gun laws because they're being perceived as unconstitutional. So he manufactures this case to go to the Supreme Court that we call Miller, and he makes that case go in such a way that only the government side is represented. Nobody shows up for any defense of it, and with only the government side being represented, the state or the case still decided by the Supreme Court mainly came out in favor of it being an individual right, but it was muddy enough that then the appellate court all ruled that it meant there wasn't an individual right. It was exactly backwards of what it should be interpreted, but it was completely political from the beginning to the end. What happened was that Miller was a crook. He was a criminal. He was, after the act was found, which prohibited the taking of a sawed-off shotgun from one state to another,
right?
Miller was found with a sawed-off shotgun that he had taken from one state to another. He wanted to plead guilty along with his partner. But Judge Hartsfield Ragon, who was the appointee of FDR and was this extremely anti-gun individual in Congress, would not allow them to plead guilty.
Right.
And he knew that Miller was a reliable snitch and that he could be depended on doing what he was told. So with the judge saying you can't plead guilty, and then the judge appoints a defense counsel who also is basically in on the deal, and then the judge appeals says the case has to be appealed to the Supreme Court, and the FDR administration says this case must go directly to the Supreme Court without going through an appeals court. They took it directly to the Supreme Court, no intervening judges, no defense, only what Judge Ragon wrote. And even with all that, they still found that there was an individual right, but it was a very muddy decision.
Let me get you to hold on right there, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. talking to Dean Weingarten.
We were talking about the Miller case, and I just was using that as an illustration.
Yes, sir.
That the leftists have been extremely political in their use of Supreme Court cases for at least the last 70 years, if not the last 100. So it's just I call it chutzpah, which is means it's just blatant, outrageous behavior on the part of these to do what they are claiming other people claiming that other people do. They're basically, it's progression, projection, if you know the psychological term. They're doing themselves what they're accusing other people of doing, and doing it in a big way. So when finally some constitutionalists bring some cases before the Supreme Court, and it looks like they have a chance of having some impact, they're all offended. It's just hard to, if you know what's going on, you look at that and you say, these people have no souls, and they're hypocrites of the highest order.
I heard somebody today, somebody told me that Trump told the Supreme Court not to hear a case about suppressors. And I was not aware that Trump had told the Supreme Court really anything that he wanted them to do. I kind of thought that he got that they acted independently from him. Do you know of anything along those lines?
No, I don't know anything about that. I did see somebody referred me to where a claim that Trump said he is the chosen person to take care of the problem that we've had on, was it on the border? No, foreign intervention. I forget. But it was pretty clear that what he was referring to is being chosen by the American people.
Right.
And they claimed that he was saying he was chosen by God. Well, if you look at the context, it's pretty clear he's talking about being chosen by the American people to solve a problem that nobody else was willing to solve. Or at least no other president in recent history.
Well, I mean, he's probably correct. I mean, the way he did his campaign and everything was basically completely different from anybody else. No, he was talking about stuff nobody else was talking about. They were sitting around just sort of going, what's this guy going to do? I mean, nobody talks about that stuff. And the other thing that he did was he actually started trying to make it happen, which, you know, neither one of the Bushes tried to do that. Obama.
Yeah, actually, keep a promise? What are you, insane?
Yeah. So, I guess that makes them look bad. But the problem for all politicians going forward is that standard is now what's expected.
Yes, you're right. Oh, and the senators who, in my opinion, basically threatened the Supreme Court were Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, Richard Durbin of Illinois, and Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. And they're all in pretty safe seats.
Kirsten Gillibrand Kirsten Gillibrand, didn't she used to have like a really high rating with the NRA and that? Then she segued into...
She might have had a pretty high rating. I'm trying to remember. But there have been people that switched. Yes, I think you're right about Kirsten Gillibrand.
She's out there advocating now for, she doesn't want there to be any, she calls it an assault weapon ban. She wants a semi-automatic weapon ban and then no grandfathering. And if you don't turn your weapons in or allow them to be bought back, then you go to jail.
Well, you know, I kind of think this is what they should do. And we should encourage them to be honest like this and talk about what they actually want to do. The only thing would be better if they'd say, well, yes, we need to reduce the number of guns in the United States to a very small number, and only people who are professionally certified to state should ever have hands on any. In fact, it'd be better if only the state had guns at all.
Right.
That would be what I think they should campaign on. So when they're a little bit more honest, I think we should encourage it, and hopefully they'll lose their seat. But it could happen. Probably not to Gillibrand. New York, because it's hard to get anybody but a Democrat elected in New York. Not completely impossible, but hard.
I'm waiting to see if AOC gets reelected.
And then you've got Durbin of Illinois. Well, sometimes a Republican gets elected from Illinois.
Yeah.
So it's not completely. But history over the last, at least, let's say since 94 or before, is just full of examples where the Democrats thought that more infringements on the Second Amendment was a winning strategy for them. But when it came to the actual vote, they lost big time. So I think they should go forward full speed ahead with these threats against the Second Amendment and how much they're going to infringe on our rights.
Well, they definitely, I don't know what it is. They seem to think they have the wind at their backs. And a lot of people on our side, you know what? Well, I'll bring that up in the next segment because we're about to flip over into that. But they seem to feel like they have the wind at their backs, and they seem quite emboldened. And I don't know if that's
because they do.
Yeah, in Washington State, you know, they made a pretty good headway in Washington State, which is a shame.
But they have some reasons. They're getting a lot of money that they didn't have before, particularly
right.
on this issue.
Well,
and then there's, they are in kind of an echo chamber. They constantly repeat each other, and they shout down anybody who's in opposition.
They're constantly wanting the same thing, too. They're constantly, for some reason, universal background checks will end all crime and we'll all go to, we'll all join Starfleet and go into the stars or something. Everything they want is going to be the end of crime, except it's not going to be the end of crime. We know that already.
Right.
They can't make guns go away. We know that part as well. But I want to point something out and see what you seem to think about that when we get back. Now, Dean has a archive, if you will, of about nearly 3,000 articles at amoland.com. I expect any moment now that when I'm saying almost 3,000 articles, he's going to correct me and say, well, actually, I went over that last week, Bill. So check it out. Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunt. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is eliminating student loan debt for veterans who are completely and permanently disabled.
I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt.
Speaking to veterans in Kentucky, President Trump says he signed a memorandum directing the Department of Education to eliminate all debt owed to those who served. They want to end the long-standing federal court agreement that limits how long the government can hold illegal immigrant children in custody. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen says the system is currently attracting people to cross the border.
The driving factor for this crisis is weakness in our legal framework for immigration. Human smugglers advertise, and intending migrants know well, that even if they cross the border illegally, arriving at our border with a child has meant that they will be released into the United States to wait for court proceedings that could take 5 years or more.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Dean, have you noticed that people on our side do not know how to interpret the president?
Yes. And it's partly because we're used
to... It drives them into a tizzy.
Yeah, we're used to old-style politicians. It's taken me a while to figure out what's going on. And he is, he uses and controls too strong a word. He plays the media.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Stradivarius.
Yeah, he does.
He knows
what they'll
bite on and what they won't. And he just plays them. I think one of the best things that doesn't have much to do with guns, just recently, is about the consideration of purchasing Greenland, you know, like we purchased Alaska a bit over 150 years ago.
Right.
If you look at it from a policy perspective, it absolutely makes wonderful sense. And, in fact, Truman considered purchasing it. And it's been bouncing around in the State Department for at least 60 years. Because it's close to us, we have the responsibility of defending it anyway, we have bases there, there's only 56,000 people that live there, and I've read, I can't confirm it, that 90% of them would prefer to be under the U.S. instead of Denmark. And Denmark has to pay a bunch of money every year, basically because of their welfare programs, to support it.
Right.
So Trump puts this out there, and the media goes crazy like this is... President Trump doing some crazy thing. And then after they bite on it and say that Trump is crazy for doing this, we find out that China has been worming its way to try to purchase Greenland or at least get military bases there.
He does a misdirection that is absolutely brilliant.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And the media, they just can't help themselves. They keep biting on it every time. It's a Lucy in the football for our side, with Trump being Lucy, policy being the football, and the media
press
being Charlie Brown.
Yeah. There's a great many people that, like, follow me, for example, that are convinced that bump stocks are banned because of him. Do you think bump stocks are banned because of him? Do you think they're banned because the ATF rewrote the rule?
Well, I will give Trump some responsibility for it. However, it is an administrative rule. And some claim that he put through or pushed an administrative rule to keep Congress from presenting him from a bill that might have been unpopular that he would have been forced to veto. Now,
right.
You can say, well, they're still banned. That's true, but it's easier to reverse a rule than it is to reverse a
law.
And besides, the rule is being appealed at the federal court level as being unconstitutional. Now, I don't know where that'll go. I really don't have a good feel for that, because we haven't seen too much in the way of rulings about firearm, you know, accessories. Although there's a, you know, big case in California coming up on magazine. So I have to admit I'm a little queasy about Trump doing this with bump stocks, and he deserves some responsibility. But on the other hand, it was a very difficult thing to try to finesse.
Well, you know, one thing that they did, though, and I know this for certain because Franklin Armory sponsors my show, you know, they make the binary trigger. The binary trigger was exempted in the verbiage.
Yes.
It was exempted as, and it was found to be perfectly compliant when they were putting this together.
Right.
And I think there was a couple of other things that they exempted as well, but I don't remember what they are. But
so
what they took the one thing that everybody was focused on and said, okay, that's banned. We'll make a rule now. It's banned. But then these other things, I mean, I happen to think a binary trigger is actually a better, if you're looking for that kind of thing, that's actually a better accessory to add to your gun.
Well, you make a good point. And, you know, I think eventually the courts are going to have to rule if accessories are included under the Second Amendment. And by
yep.
any fair standard, they ought to be.
But that's the other thing that gets brought, that I think about. I mean, because when you're talking about guns, nothing against guns has happened under Trump. He said something a la red flag orders, but then he comes back with this tweet about Chris Cuomo. He's like, well, Chris Cuomo lost his mind. Perhaps he should be red flagged, which just shows the absurdity of what a red flag law would be.
Exactly.
And he's been out there talking about, he's been talking about background checks, but now he's like, but you know what? We already have strong background checks.
Yeah.
So we can't go down that slippery slope. So, you know, it's almost...
I think he's playing them.
Yeah.
And I think he's doing it so well, it's hard for our side to keep up. I'll put it in this simple statement. Do not underestimate President Trump.
Playing that three-dimensional chess with him. And while he's doing all of this stuff, in the meantime, now I'm pretty sure that the House is going to come back from their recess, and they're just going to have all kinds of stuff coming down the pipe.
Oh, yeah, they are. And it'll make good campaign ads for our side, you know, in the majority of states.
Yep.
And the Electoral College still exists.
Yeah, that's the other thing. And, I mean, right now the Republican National Committee is out fundraising the DNC. I mean, it's just frightening how much Well, the frightening part is how deluded they are, where they think, well, this is what America wants, or that's what they claim. I know the media, they're probably believing the media too much themselves.
If they would get in power, it's frightening to think what they would do in this state of delusion.
Well, I guess they would do away with the electoral college, the Supreme Court, the Senate.
Yeah.
They do away with the Senate because you got too many states dictating to the big population centers what they get to do. They can't stand that part either. So,
that's what they're talking about. I mean, I think it's insane, but they're trying to convince the United States that we're bad. We've always been bad, and we should destroy ourselves because we're bad. That's not a very convincing argument.
No.
I don't think they can cobble together a majority of people who think the U.S. is bad.
Well, we're about to run out of time here in this segment, so we'll pick it up on the other side. Dean, of course, is a prolific writer. It doesn't matter where he's traveling. It doesn't matter if he's traveling. Wherever he is, whenever he's sitting still, he's writing. So his prolific list of articles, which is gigantic, waiting on you at ammoland.com, covers the entire gamut of everything in the gun topic. Everything in the gun topic. Politics, trends, new equipment, all that stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as the leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingart from Amoland.com and everywhere else that he goes. So this is this final segment of the night. So why don't you pick what you would like to speak about, sir?
Well, let's talk about this weird reporting from California. And there was an article done by The Trace, which is basically an anti-Second Amendment group. And apparently a bunch of reporters around L.A., Los Angeles, and San Francisco, in which they make the claim that 30% of the guns confiscated in California are homemade. I mean, that's extraordinary. 30% of the guns confiscated are homemade. I had a real hard time believing that number. I mean, we've got 400 million plus factory-made guns in private hands in the United States. It's not like the border between California and Arizona and Nevada is particularly tightly regulated. I mean, they have their fruit and vegetable cops that you go through a checkpoint on the way into California, but sure, those don't even cover all the roads, I don't believe. And they're to have us believe that 30% of the guns they confiscate are homemade. Well, that's what they claim. But it seems to me it proves exactly opposite of what they're trying to say. They say this means we have to have more infringements on the Second Amendment, that we have to have more gun control, and probably that we have to have control over press and print and media because they might publish plans on how to make a gun, and we can't have that. And then we have to have control over machine tools because anybody with a lathe or a drill press, might make a gun, or how about a hacksaw? Well, we got to control all that if we're going to stop people from making their own guns. And so you end up with a totalitarian state if you really want to stop people from making their own guns.
Right.
Of course, it just doesn't work. All this points out is the absurdity of gun control that they're pushing. You cannot stop people who are reasonably interested in getting their own guns from getting them because they'll make them themselves, or a black market will spring up where people in small shops will make them, and it's easier for them to make semi-automatic or fully automatic submachine guns than it is to make a revolver, for example. So you don't help yourself any by doing that. And we see them, people making these small shop and homemade submachine guns and other guns all over the world, from Israel to Canada to Australia to Brazil to India to Philippines.
They have a lot of that in Australia, don't they?
They have a significant part of the guns, of the pistols they confiscate in Australia. I think when I wrote the article, it's been over a year, it was around 20% that they confiscated in Australia were homemade. So, as they say, you can't stop the signal. And it's just a bizarre inversion for them to claim that a large percent of the guns being confiscated as homemade means we need more infringements on the Second Amendment. To me, it shows that those infringements don't do whatever you're claiming you want them to do.
Well, have you ever seen Animal House? You know, they have double secret probation in the movie. They're already on probation, so they get put on double secret probation. And which is, you know, he just makes it up right on top of his, right there while he's standing there, because they've already done everything they can to him at that point. And
that's right. Now, part of the article on the gun claim in California was I point out that there's, I think, Deterrence Distributed is what their name is now, and they're putting together a 9mm semi-automatic pistol that's made from 3D printing and electrochemical machining, which is an apparatus you put together for about $100 to make a rifle barrel, and it seems to be working. They print out a Glock magazine. They make this barrel out of a steel tube, and yet it actually works, and they're getting some accuracy claims. Now, I wasn't there. I didn't see them. But the person who made the barrel claimed that they're getting 2.5-inch groups at 25 yards. Well, that's about as good as a Glock gets. Pretty close. Certainly acceptable. And this is a homemade barrel.
Yeah.
So if you don't even need to get a barrel from a gun manufacturer, it's pretty hard to stop these homemade guns.
I wonder how long a barrel made out of that would last.
Well,
and how dangerous it would get.
I did some looking at it, and this is an industrial high-grade steel tube it was made out of. They're easily available on the Internet. The ones I looked at, I think, were made in China. And according to the people who made it, this barrel should have a comparable life to a commercially made 9mm barrel.
Really?
Yeah. And they put, the last I read, going to their website, they had put 120-some rounds through it and were unable to detect anywhere at all.
Okay. Maybe they've stumbled onto something.
I was just amazed at this electrochemical engineering and how easy it is to use and how easy it is to make tools to use it, how cheap they are. Now, it is a little bit easier if you have a 3D printer, because that makes getting the twist on the rifling much easier.
I was about to ask, so that this is a rifled barrel.
Yes, and they're getting, you know, about 2.5 to 3-inch groups at 25 yards. That is impressive for a pistol.
I'll have to go try to find a picture of that.
Very practical accuracy. And so I was looking at it, and this electrochemical manufacturing is used by Smith & Wesson. Now, they have a commercial machine that does it. It's used for almost all of their pistol barrels.
Right.
They don't do 22s with it. There may be something else they don't. But the vast majority of their pistol barrels are rifled with electrochemical machining. And it doesn't use exotic chemicals. Basically, you need electricity, a tool, which are not that hard to make by hand.
Right.
And you need salt water.
Wow.
A pump
Evil
to
genius.
Move the salt water. It doesn't have to be anything special. And you can rifle barrels.
Wow. Okay. That's...
Yeah, I was shocked. It's an impressive thing, and it turns out it's been known about for a while. It's just that, you know, we don't generally use that I didn't think we used that method until I found out Smith & Wesson's been doing it for quite some time. But it's not what we ordinarily think of as the standard process for rifling barrels.
Right. Well,
now, when
that's
you real small bores, you know, like the 22, then button rifling is cheaper in an industrial scale. But if you're going to do it at home, this electrochemical stuff looks like it's the way to go.
And does California want to start? I can see them starting to put a whole bunch.
They're going to have to regulate salt water.
Well, I mean, you know how you can't buy certain things at a convenience store now without showing an ID because they can make meth out of it, like ephedrine.
Yeah, right.
So maybe there'll be a list of things at Home Depot.
That kind of makes it tough.
Yeah. We're about to run out of time, so will you be with us on Friday?
I will. I'm having a blast. These are great shows, and I enjoy all my time I spend with you.
Outstanding, sir. I do appreciate that. It's always a good time to have you here just because we can go anywhere. And if you're not keeping up, you're leaving me behind, which I enjoy that too. So thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Very good. See you on Friday.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.